Hello, Sendai。
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で、毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のチェシアと、
中国出身のビキ、ベトナム出身のニーです。
今月のテーマは梅雨の過ごし方です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Vicky and I'm from China.
And my name is Nhi and I'm from Vietnam.
Our topic today is what do you do on rainy days?So, well, it is June, which means that we're already halfway through 2025 and that the annual rain season is about to start. So, we're about to say farewell to the fair spring weather of April and May, and those of us who are living in Japan are now bracing for the incoming humidity and summer heat on the horizon. So today I'm joined by two of our guests to talk about the best ways to spend a rainy day and how to make sure your home stays mold-free during this time of the year. So first of all, welcome to the program. So this is my first time having Vicky and Nhi on the English program, so I'm very excited to be talking to you guys. Let's just begin by talking a little bit about the rain. So how do you feel about the rain? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Are you okay? Yeah, so what do you think, Vicky?
I think I will be on the okay side.
Okay, so you don't care for it, it's just out there.
Yeah. Okay. If it happens, it happens.
Okay.
Good for someone.
That's very, a very philosophical way of thinking, you know, it happens, such is life. What about you, Nhi? Are you, like, how do you feel about the rain?
Oh, actually, I don't really like the rain day.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get wet, and the atmosphere, you know, it's like, it's the fog a lot, the mist a lot. Lots of mist, so I don't like that.
So oh, then, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of negative, right?
Anyway. Yeah, that is fair. I would say I don't hate the rain, because where I came from, Vancouver, the nickname of the city is called Raincouver, because we have, I would say, one third of the days in an entire year are just raining, so I don't mind the rain, but what I do mind is rain and wind. So if it's really windy, so windy that you can barely use an umbrella within it, you know, like inverting or breaking, then I don't like that. Yeah, but if it's just like, you know, driplets, like not that windy, then whatever, yeah, it's fine. It's enjoyable sometimes. And in the summer, it can be nice when it's so freaking hot outside and you're like, oh, finally, nature's air conditioning, thank you. So yeah, well, I talked a little bit about, you know, Vancouver and like how it's rainy, but does it rain a lot where you're from?
I'm from north part of China,
right.
Somewhere called Inner Mongolia, and you can tell from the name, it's a very inner city.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we don't get much rain over the year. So yeah, it's very dry and it's very mostly sunny of the time. Sometimes people prefer to have more rains,
especially
less rain. That's probably part of reason I sometimes appreciate the rain in spite of the humidity.
Yeah, so how do you feel about Japan? Because Japan's probably a lot more rainy, right?
It's much more, and funny story is that my university city was back in south part of China.
Right, yes.
And that's very humid.
Right,
and there's a lot of rain. And Sendai is quite in the middle, so it's not too dry and it's not too much of the rain, and they just give you a little bit of the change of the mood before the summer hits, so I do like it sometimes.
Yeah, that's neat, yeah. Like, moderate amount of rain, just right. Okay, what about you, Nhi? Does it rain a lot where you're from?
My whole country is tropical.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so there have two seasons only, like sunny and rainy season. Yeah, we have the rainy season, and like it's long, like 6 months, but the strongest is from October to December, and it's really, really strong. But actually, I really love Vietnamese rain because it's coming down so strong, and after that, it's gone. But in Japan, the rain, especially to you, it's just so different.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's not coming so strong.
Yeah,
it's just so light raining, you know, and it's like a kind of the middle of the mist and the rain, so it's really different.
Yeah, it's very wet. I mean, Absolutely. Interesting. You see, like, even though we have... I wanted to pivot a bit and ask how everyone prefers to spend time when it's raining outside. Do you like, you know, staying indoors, or are you okay being outdoors? Do you have any activities that you tend to do when it's rainy?
I think most of people, including myself, try to stay as indoors as possible.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, try not to get wet. And, mm-hmm. But if you have to go outside, it's also pretty... pretty okay,
mm-hmm,
if,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure to dry yourself afterwards,
mm-hmm,
keep
mm-hmm.
your mood a bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when for me, a routine, probably I don't have much.
Really?
But to come, like, I think raining days are very good background for reading. Like, if you cannot go outside, and if you don't have to go outside,
yeah,
I think stay indoor, read mm-hmm. some books with a background sound is a pretty chill mood.
That is true, that is true.
Yeah, or just cozy up with a hot...
Reading, I feel like it's a, like, ideal rainy day activity. Because, like, you know how there are lo-fi music playlists on the YouTube? And they always have some, like, raindrops hitting the window sound in the background. Because, like, I think it's just, like, a human condition thing. We hear that, oh, we're like, oh, it's time to open a book and start reading. What about you, Ni? Is there anything that you like doing on a rainy day?
Yeah, me too. I also like freaky sound. Mm-hmm. I really like to keep myself at home.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't want to go
mm-hmm.
out and get wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... my routine,
mm-hmm.
yeah, actually used to just stay at home and watch Netflix
mm-hmm.
and chill and relax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do anything except study or think like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that is true, that is true.
Yeah.
Okay, we're having more indoor persons than outdoor people in here now. Well, like, I'm gonna add on to that, I also like staying indoors just in general, but especially on rainy days. I think the good thing about, like, being rainy outside is that I have a valid excuse to not leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's sunny, people are like, oh, the weather's so nice outside, go touch some grass. I'm like, I don't want to. Let me just stay inside and, like, do whatever, please. But if it's rainy, then people are like, yeah, yeah, okay, you don't want to get wet, so, like, whatever. So, yeah, like, reading, watching a movie, I like cooking when it's rainy.
Oh.
Perfect. Yeah, and but if I do have to go outside for whatever reason, if I have work, like, I have to leave my house, then I think a rainy day is a good opportunity to kind of, like, hum or sing to yourself when you're walking, because, like, people can't really hear you because it's raining, right? And you can, like, sing a little bit louder, and no one's gonna think that you're a crazy person walking on the streets. So that is quite nice, I must say. All right, let's move on a little bit to talk about mold, because mold is a very serious problem in Japan, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And most of the buildings here are wood, so they mold more easily than, like, concrete. And I think a lot of foreigners, including myself, when we first came, were kind of freaked out about the whole mold situation, especially those of us from drier climates. We're like, what the hell do we do about this? Why is this thing growing on my walls and my drains? And, like, how can I kind of fix this problem? Because once mold starts growing, it's really hard to get rid of. So I think prevention is better than, like, you know, trying to panic and kill all the ones that are already grown there. So before the rain season actually hits, it's good to think about what are some things that you can do to make sure that your home stays dry. So for example, in my apartment, the air conditioning unit that I have something called Joshitsu Kino,
mm-hmm.
so dehumidifying function.
Mm-hmm.
And once about, like, early June, I'll just turn that thing on 24/7 so that it kind of, like, soaks up the moisture inside my living quarter, and that, like, to make sure that nothing's moldy. And I'm sure there are, like, many other stuff that you can do. So if any of you have any, you know, tips or anything that you do yourself at your home to share, so that our listeners can learn from that.
I actually haven't used the function
for really?
Air conditioner so far, so
really?
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on the remote, really, like, that doesn't kick me,
yeah,
that
yeah.
clicks me how to
yeah.
or when to use it. I guess it's, I think the room is fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, the closet
mm-hmm.
or the bathroom, that's
ooh,
where the,
yeah.
you have to pay attention to. And the closet, when I started to use, I don't know how to say it in English, but you know the little cube of the stones that soaks up the water?
Oh, yeah,
the
ones that you get from, like, Daiso and places like that?
Yeah,
okay,
it's
okay.
very interesting, because you can actually make it very tangible how humid your closet could
that
be.
That is true.
Because it concentrated the water like over weeks.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to, and you have to replace it quite often in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you do use that for the closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like if you go to a dollar store or like a Daiso, usually that's in the either kitchen or bathroom like kind of section.
Yeah.
There will be little boxes, and usually it's called like dehumidifying beads or something.
Yeah,
right, yeah. So if any of you are like out there who's listening, who is afraid of getting mold in your closet or bathroom, like what Vicky said, just go to Daiso and buy like 4 boxes. Those are quite good.
And go for the biggest volume.
Yeah.
To me, I was like, I don't need that big. I have a small closet, and then it never enough.
Yeah.
So just hit the biggest volume straight away.
Mm-hmm. That is fair. That's very good advice. Thank you. Do you have anything that you do need?
Yes, I also do the things like you, Vicky. But for me, is for my room is really is in first floor, and the thing is the light is not really comes in a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just some moist. It's moist every day, even in winter.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, it's just the worst. And the moist comes everywhere in my walls. So, the thing I usually do is just put
The dehumidifying beads.
In every corner in my room and in my closet, but too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just put a lot. And I also recently I buy some mold killer and just clean the room.
Yeah, like little sprays.
Yeah, just a little sprays and I just goshi.
If you would look at like the cleaning detergent section in like a supermarket or something, usually there's something called mold killer.
Yeah.
And they have like a lot of different types. Some are like specifically for bathroom drains, the others are for walls. So if you unfortunately already have a mold problem, then you should be buying one of those and like start spraying.
Sprays.
And if any of you are using a futon like I am, so futon touches the ground directly, right? My first summer here, I was like, oh shit, like every morning after I wake up, there's like a pot of water underneath my futon, like what do I even do about that? So I went to Nitori and they had something called Joshitsu Shito. Yeah, it's like a little blue sheet that is absorbent, so you put that underneath your futon or your like futon mattress, and then it kind of absorbs the moisture. It has a low wetness sheet that is embedded into the Joshitsu Shito, and if it's blue, but if it has too much water in it, it'll start turning pink. That's when you can like dry your sheet and then you can reuse it. So I do recommend getting that, or else your futon is gonna get moldy in no time. Like, you know, you have anything that has mold in it and it's gotten too bad, don't keep it because you want to save money. Like, just throw it away before it gets mold onto your other stuff. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. At the Sendai Multicultural Center, monthly consultations are held with lawyers and other experts. Consultations are free of charge, but you must make an appointment ahead of time. Consultation sessions are private and contents of your consultation will be kept confidential. All consultations are held between 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and limited to 30 minutes per person. For upcoming consultation schedules, check the website of the Sendai Multicultural Center. Please provide the following information when you're making an appointment. Your name and contact details, including your phone number and email address, your nationality, your residence status, the contents of what you wish to discuss at the consultation, the language that you wish to consult in, and if you need an interpreter. You may make an appointment by visiting the Multicultural Center in person or call us at 022-224-1919 or send an email to tabunka@sentia-sendai.jp. That is all of our program of this month. We'll see you again soon. Bye!
Bye.